Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Shalach by Shvi'i. Pasuk Chof Zayin. V'im nefesh achas techete b'shkogo. If one person will sin b'shoigig, that's unintentionally, v'hikriva eiz b'shnos l'chatas. So he has to bring up a female goat within its first year as a korban chatas. Zok Rashi techete b'shkogo. What's that? B'avoy d'zoro, to the aveira of b'avoy d'zoro. Eiz b'shnoso. Sha'ar averus, for all the averus, yochad may be kispa. So a yochad has to bring kispa as a female sheep, or a se'iro, or a female goat, or vizu. In this case, kavala, the Torah fixed for it se'iro, a female goat dafka. How's the trege by Vedazor? How's the cheich? How's the cheich shogi by Vedazor? That's a good shayla. Maybe he didn't know it was Avodah Zarah. Poshet, he was b'shogeg, he didn't. What? I don't hear.
The case that Rashi brings down as shogeg is Avodah Zarah.
Right. You want to know what oifen how it's shayach Avodah Zarah?
Why is that? Why does Rashi choose the case of shogeg to be Avodah
Zarah? Oh, so he says pshat is because it says ve'im. Is the Siv Zacham says Vav is Moisef al Inyan Rishon. It says Vim Nefesh, Vim Nefesh, Moisef al Inyan Rishon Shep Avodah Zarah Umadabes. Because we're talking before about Avodah Zarah, so now it also must be talking about Avodah Zarah. Because the Vim, that's why Rashi was Mefarish that. That's Dafka talking about Avodah Zarah. As I learned the Siv Zacham. Okay, Pasuk Chof Ches, Koyach, Vechiper Akoyin Ala Nefesh Asher Gegeos. The koyin should atone for the person that was did aver b'shoigeg b'cheto b'shkogo lifnei Hashem when he sins unintentionally before the Ribbono Shel Olam. L'chaper alav, to mechaper for him, to atone for him. V'nislach lo, and it should be forgiven for him. Pasuk Chof Tes, Ezroch b'vnei Yisrael. The Ezroch, that's the person that lives amongst the b'nei Yisrael. V'hager v'lager hagor b'soicham, and the ger, the convert that lives amongst them. Toyurachas yelochem. There should be one halacha, one single Torah for them. La oisa b'shkaga, for someone who does a averi b'shoigig. Pasuk lamed via nefesh hashatase b'yod rama, a person who will act b'yod rama, meaning Rashi says b'mezid. He does it b'yod rama with a raised handle. It means literally he does it b'mezid. He does an averi b'mezid. Other places it means that it's the koyach, like it says in it says yod rama b'yod rama, which says by Shmois Yudalit. Pasuk that's in Parshas B'Shalach by Pasuk Ches over there means something else. There it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam B'yod Rama openly displayed his koyach, but here it means something else. Here it means b'meizid, the person that b'meizid min ha'ezrach, whether he's an ezrach u'min ager or he's a ger, es Hashem hu megadef, he is being megadef the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's blasphemizing the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. V'nikrusa ha'nefesh ahim mikerev ha'moh, and this person has to be cut off from among his people. It's like Rashi, Megadev. What does it mean, Megadev? This means Mecharev. He's Mecharev to Ribbono Shel Olam, like it says in the Pasuk. But come on, he blasphemes, right? It says a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hey Tezvov. It means the word Gedufa, it should be a Cherpa and an expression of Gidef, meaning contempt. Asher Gitfu Nari Melech Asher. The word Gitfu, but it says the Na'orim, the lads of the king of Asher, they were Megadev, they blasphemed. Well, that's a pasuk where in Yeshaya, Lamed Zayin, Vav. Voidosh Rebbe Zayin Chazal also Darshan Mikan from here, Lamevarchas Hashem, someone who blesses the Ribbono Shel Olam. Literally, we know it's the opposite than bless, but that's the Torah talks like that. Shubakaras, that he gets a chi of Karas. So he's like the Gemara increases of Zayin Amid Beis. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vikidvar Hashem Bozo. Because he has scorned the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam, ves mitzvosei hefar, and he broke the Ribbono Shel Olam's mitzvos, the commandments of Hashem. He kores tikores a nefesh ahi avoino bo. That nefesh will surely be cut off. Its avera is within it. So Rashi, devar Hashem, the word of Hashem, azoras avoydazor. This is the iser of avoydazor mitbiakvura that was given over directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yashar mipi Moshe. The rest was given over, the Sefri says, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Avoyna bo, bizman shavoyna bo, that's the time when his aver is still within it. Shalei also tshuva means he didn't do tshuva. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that tzaddik amibayz ain't davoyim if they tshuva. If he did tshuva, so then it's not avoyin abo. So on this pasuk, the Rabbeinu Bachai speaks out. He says, "Val derech medrash kidvar shem bozo kizeh magal ponim batoyro vepikoris." That's a magal ponim batoyro in his apikoris. For lamdu razal bekan. Listen to this. Chazal learned from over here. Ki talmud chacham hu dvar Hashem. That a Talmud Chacham is the Dvar Hashem. Why? B'fnei shu magid Dvar Hashem. Because the Talmud Chacham says over Dvar Hashem. V'amatzdik es harabim. Someone who's matzdik es harabim. Zok derbeinu b'chaya. B'shem demedrush. Ke'inyan shekosov. It says, Giboy in Tehillim Kof Gimel. Giboy rei koyach. Oisei dvoroi. L'shmoya b'koyil dvoroi. V'apikoyris. Ha'mevazah oisei hu boizes Dvar Hashem. So an apikoyris, who's mevazah ribonu shalom, he's mevazah Dvar Hashem. So there's an interesting thing over here, that Talmud Chacham, that is Dvar Hashem, because he's Magid Dvar Hashem, Zot Rebbeinu B'chaya. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayihyu v'nei Yisrael b'midbor. The b'nei Yisrael were in the midbor. Vayimtzu ish mekoishesh eitzim b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. And they found a man who was gathering wood on Shabbos. Zot Rashi, vayihyu v'nei Yisrael b'midbor. They were in the midbor, vayimtzu, and they found... Bignusan shall Yisrael dibra kosa. This pasuk is talking about the gnus of Klal Yisrael. Shalei shamru el Shabbos rishoner. They only kept the first Shabbos. Ubashni, and already on the second one, bo zev echilulu. This person came and he desecrated Shabbos. He was mechal Shabbos. They stayed in Sifri. So this is talking about the gnus of Klal Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Chai speaks out on this. He says vayu bnei Yisrael b'midbar. He says. We know the Meraglim, Koishish, Mekoirich was all in the Midbar. Why is it necessary to mention they were in the Midbar? He says it's coming to tell you the greatness of the enormity of the sin of this Mekoishish. The midbar where Yisrael were, v'amon yorid b'kol yoy, mon descends every single day. Shumen anisim amufursamim hamoyrim al chidush ha'olam. That's one of the famous nisim, open nisim that teaches about chidush ha'olam. Shom nimtzim akoyishish ze l'chal shabbos v'lovi kineged achidush. This person was found over there. This makoyishish, he gathered word to mikal shabbos and he came kineged achidush. That's why Dafka says b'midbar. Pasuk lamed gimel. So those who found him gathering wood brought him close El Moshe El Aaron to Moshe and Aaron Vel Kola Eidan to all the people, the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael. Those who found him gathering Shehisru boy, they gave him Asra, they warned him Veloi Hiniach Milakoshish, but he didn't stop from gathering the wood. Even after they found him, the history boy, and they gave him that straw, he still, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he just continued to do the malacha. Pasuk lamed dalid, vayenichu oisei b'mishmor. They put him into a mishmor, means they locked him up. They held him in custody. Ki loy foyrash ma yeyoseloi. What had to be done to him had not been clarified. So they knew he was chayiv misa, but they didn't know what. Zok Rashi, ki leporish ma yaseloi. They didn't know what Misa Yomus he should die by. They knew Klosh, Machal Shabbos and Misa, that someone's Machal Shabbos and Misa. That they knew, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The only shayla is they didn't know Be'ezim Misa, which Misa he should call them. What was he thinking? Oh, who says he was thinking? What was the pshat? What? Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. I'll tell you, when was this? When was Vayikri voice that they brought him close? So the Rebbeinu Bachai says, Leil Moitze Shabbos. Moitze Shabbos, they brought him a Moitze Moitze. Hoyeloyma Asher Motze Moitze. But I mean, the ones that found him. Moitze is Lashon Hoive. Elalimdacha teaches you, Shadayin Hoye Moitze Noise Mekoshe Shaitzim Ach Asra. That's what he was saying. Even after the Asra, he continued to be Moitze to Koshe Shaitzim, but Fisha Hisru boy. Loimini Chatzim Mekoshe. Okay. Then he says, they didn't know, Kiloi Poirish Maya Yosalei, Be'ezim Misa Yamus. Avli yoyin oyikim echalel mois yumas. They knew he's chayiv misa. Vashem yisal azot rebbeinu b'chayiv perish v'omar mois yumas eish. Rogay mois ba'avonim. Kloimar mois yumas shekosuv. Mechalel mois yumas perush eskilo. When it says mois yumas, it means skilo. Okay, let's see that inside. Pasuk. Lamed hey, vayoyim Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Mois yumasa ish. This man should be put to death. Rogoy Moisoi voavonim. Kol ha'edo michutz lamachane. The entire assembly of Klal Yisrael should pelt him with stones. Michutz lamachane, outside the camp. So Rashi rogoyim, that it means literally pelting him. Also, faisent in belaz. It's a lashon that it's a lashon of doing. V'chein, it says holoich, alent, going, in old French. V'chein, it says zochar, remembering, v'shamor, and guarding. Same lashon, it says rogoim, zochor, and shamor. And with that, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to begin. Oh, that's the next, after. Let's see, lamet vav. V'yaitziu oise kol ha'edol michutz lamachane. So the entire assembly removed him from the camp. They brought him outside of the machane. And they pelted him with these stones, and he died. As Hashem had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. So this was the chiv, this was the ma'aseh from the Mekoshesh. So if you ask yitziyoisoi mikan shebeis askilo chutz verochek mibeizdin. From here we learn out that the place where they used to stone him was outside, and it was a distance from the beizdin. Zayzok the gemara sanhedrin of mem beiz omid beiz. And now we start with the parasha of tzitzis. Now, before we start, what's this inyan of tzitzis? It's brought down, the medrash says, the Rebbeinu Bechai brings it, it says, we're going to see, v'alderech ha-medrash, it says, v'asu lem tzitzis, tzitzis lashon re'iyah. Tzitzis means the lashon of seeing, because it says in Shir HaShirim, mei tzitz min acharakim. V'aloivish tzitzis tzorech shizor min averos. Sharei kisei ha-kovid re'yeyu. Why do you have to be nizah from averos? Because the kisei ha-kovid sees you. Shu doim l'tcheles. It's doim l'tcheles. The kisei kovid. The beloshen chacham nikra talis. Chacham call it talis. When we loshen ilui v'roimim is the loshen of raising the person up. Me loshen Daniel Zayin unetilas min ara. V'zer remez lakadosh baruch hu ma'ulav meroimim alakol. That is a remez ribayin shaloylam. That's elevated amongst every over everything. V'netz tavinu l'statev boy. You have to do atifim mashadoshu and shmoy islam adalad v'yavr Hashem alponov. In Kisiso, Il Moli Mikr Kosov EF Shala Omroy, Kivyochl, Milamid, it teaches us, Shinisativa Kodesh Boruch, Kishliach Tzibur, Veheroloi the Moshe Besinai, Vyomroloi, it told him, calls Machi Israel Choitim, Asay Lefonik, Asay Derzev, Ani Moichalem. And then he says, the Vedor Shuoid, Kolamakayim Mitzvah Sitzis, anybody's Makayim Mitzvah Sitzis, Zoiche Umashamshin Oisoi, Alpayim Ushmoina Meisavodim, he gets 2,800 avodim to serve him. Shenemar says in Zechar Yeches, Vaya b'yoyim ahu, v'chziku asara anoshu, mikol shoynes agoyim, b'chnaf ish Yehudi leimor, neilcha imochem, ki shemanu elokim imochem. Shivim umois, hem asara anoshu, mikol uma. Harei shvam ayos, b'knof echad, lar b'knof, m'alpayim b'shmoyne meyos. V'chol ha-mevaz, mitzvah sitzis, alav ha-kos avoyim, it says in Yivlam Adches, lecha is b'chan fesoros, v'nur yishom imeno. So I saw someone ask Avchan Kanievsky, what are you going to do with so many avodim? You got 2,800 avodim. What are you going to do with so many avodim? So listen to Rav Chaim's going to answer. Look how a tzaddik looks at something. He says, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah in Shvisas Avdoi. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah Shvisas Avdoi. He says, Yede Eved is a separate mitzvah. So now you have another, you can make 2,800 mitzvahs. So Yischar Be'etzim is another mitzvah. Remind me of Mice with the Rogachov. Yeah, okay, and Chanami. But he looked at it, the mitzvah Shvisas Avdoi, Derech Sichah Chelik Beis, he says it's a separate mitzvah. So someone else, the Meisner and Meisner with the Rogachov, they wanted to know if he should join the Agudas Yisrael. They started in the early 1900s. So they wrote him a letter, you're going to join the Aguda? So he wrote back a whole letter with Mar Mekoymus. Kedarkoi. So they get the letter, they didn't know what he wanted. So they sent the Shliach into Dvinsk, and they said, Rabbeinu, is it a yes or is it a no? So he says, what are you talking about? We want to know if you're going to join Agudas Yisrael. He says, ah, Agudas Yisrael? I thought you were asking me about that Aguda, Agudas Ezoiv. That's a sugi by Metzoyru. So all the Marim Koyim is Agudas Ezoiv. It never entered my mind about Agudas Yisrael. First thing that came to mind was Toyru. The stipler loved this mice. So I still to this thing also, that the Rav Chaim, the first thing that comes to mind, what are you going to do with somebody Avodim? Mitzvah Shri says Avdu. You had the mitzvah, you had the Eved, a separate mitzvah. Okay, with that we begin the Parsha of Insitzis by Maftir. Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe Leim, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, V'yamarta Leim, say to them, V'yasu lehem tzitzis al kamfei v'gdeyem. They should make for themselves tzitzis on the corners of their garments, of their begodim. L'doy ro'yisom, throughout their doiris, throughout their generations. V'nosnu al tzitzis, and they should put on the tzitzis hakonof, on each corner psil techeles, a thread of techeles, which is blue wool, turquoise wool. So Rashi va'osulem tzitzis, they should make tzitzis al shem apsilim atluyim ba. It's because of the tzitzis, it's called the fringes, because that's the strings which hang on them. K'moy, it says a pasuk va'yikocheni b'tzitzis roshi. It says, where's this pasuk in Yecheskel Ches Gimel? And anything that protrudes or hangs from a person's body, that's called tzitz. That's what Rashi says in Yirmiyoh, Choshev Maramokim, Mem Ches Tes. Dibre Maskel Tenu Tzitz Lemoyov. Akol Ponim, that's the Lashon V'yikacheni B'tzitzis Roshi, and they took me by the lock of hair on my head. Davaracher Nochab Shat Tzitzis, it's called tzitzis Al Shem V'risa Moise, because it says, and you should see it, K'moy Meitzis Minacharakim, like it says a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Beis Tes, that tzitzis, it says Meitzis, the Rebbeinu Shem was peering through the charakim, the holes or the lattices over there. Tcheles is turquoise wool. Tseva Yoroik Shal Chilazim, this is the greenish dye of the Chilazim. That's what the Gemara says in Menachis Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. And the Maisa, we mentioned the last time Chilaz, it's the, first of all, the Machlekes, what is the Chilazim? Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, is it a fish, is it a snail? Rashi says Doga Oyla Menayam Achas L'Shivim Shon. Rashi says the Rambam says it's a form of a snail. That's one thing. Another thing is Bechlal, what color is it? Is it, the Tosis says there's different types of green. Is it green that's noita to yellow, or is it green that's noita more to blue? That we mentioned in the other parashiyos. Okay, Zechartim is called mitzvah Hashem. You should remember all the mitzvahs of Ribono Shleilam. Sheminyan gematria shel tzitzis, the numerical value of tzitzis is shesh meis, is 600. Shemoy nechutin, that's the 8 strings of the tzitzis. Chamisha ksharim, the 5 knots. Harei taryag, that's 613. That's the amount of the mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. Lagabi, the number 613, we have to take a look in the Gemara Makkos, the Chav Gimel Amid Beis, that Rashi would explains exactly how tzitzis reminds everybody of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Ayin the Tanchuma, quoted in the Torah, Or Chaim, Simin Chav Dalid. Pasuk Lamites, V'hoyu lochem litzitzis. It should be tzitzis. It should constitute tzitzis for you. Or isem oisa, and you should see them. Uzechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. And you should remember all the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam, vasisem oisam, and then do them. V'loisa suru achrei levavchem, and you should not spy after your heart. V'achrei einechem, and after your eyes. Asher atem zoinim achreim, after which you stray. Zakrashi v'loisa suru achrei levavchem, you should not spy after your heart. K'moy mitura oretz, like it says before, in Kapitel Gimel, pasuk chof hey, it says over there the word is mitura. It's like lashon sasuru. It's like spying out the land. Halev v'hoinayim hemiraglim laguf. The heart and the eyes are spies for a person's body. Misarsim loyas arveiros. They procure sins for him. They bring him the averus. How is that? Ha'ayin roya. The eye sees. Halev choymit. The heart desires. Vaguf oises avera. And the body is the Midrash Tanchuma says is what does the avera. So the goyin says a merit kapshat over here. The goyin, this is a goyin you have to know. What's the three halakim? It says in the pasuk. It says v'lisasur achri levavchem. One. V'achri einechem. Two. Hasharatan zoynim. So the goyin says this. It's written in the Chumash Agrod of Kuf Tzadik Dalid. He says like this, there's three koiches in a person. Number one, there's chefetz, chemda, and taiva. Chefetz is the desire to eat, lachila. Chemda, he says, is for mamon, is for money. Taiva, he says, is for znus. So he says, the Gemara says, mechagigit, afyod alavam abeis, that gezel ve'arayis, nafshe shalodim isavalem, mechamdosam. Because he says, taiva goes for arayis. Chemda, he says, is going on gezel. And he says, taiva is greater than chemda. And chemda is greater than chayfitz, and chemda is greater than chayfitz. He says that's what it says in the pasuk. But he says surach levavchem, that's chayfitz, that's the lowest madrego. Va'achrei nechem, that's chemda zoktagoy, the middle madrego. Asheratem zoynim, that's taivo. And so the Talmud of the Goyin, Rav Mishkalov, he was moisif that he says that we have been mesoyro from the Goyin shekol mine avoid zora sheba oilom v'chol emun zora yesh boy kfi erko. Shemetz Arayis. All the Avodah Zarahs had a little bit of Arayis in there. They didn't, wasn't Stam Avodah Zarah. There's always Arayis. V'lchein Ksif Tomet, it says, V'yiznu Achri Aba'olam, a Lashon of Znus. V'chein Achri Aineichem, Asher Atem Zoynim Achareim. Why does he use that Lashon? There's always Znus, the Goyin always said, B'mesoyro, we know that whenever there was Avodah Zarah. So in the Chumash Agro, in Parashas Vayelech, in the Kapitel Lamed Aleph Tazayin, it says, V'yoyim Hashem al Moshe, Hincha Shoichim im Avisecha, V'koma Oma Zeh, V'zona Achri Elohei Aneichor, Ha'oretz, Asher Hu Bo Shama, Bekir Boy, It says, so the over there they bring from the Talmud of the Goyin that he says v'shamati ma'adoin meini moiri v'rabi a'goyin zal kach kabola b'yadeinu min a'goyinim ish mi pi ish ad moish rabbeinu shekol avoydez zoro hoyset tzricha avoydez dvar erva l'kein k'siv, it says eitzel kol avoydez zoro v'yiznu achri ba'olim in shoiftim ches lamed gimel v'koma oma zev zano ad kan l'shoinai. So he wants the Tanya that says in Brachos Yud Beis, the Tanya says achri levachem zu minus achri neichem ze hira veira atem zoinim, that's hira avoydez zoro. And that's why it says v'cheinu oyim v'yiznu achri ba'olim. So therefore he wants to say l'chein arayis is gematria ash oyer hadas kizel yisoid ha'koyel anikru mokem ha'toyrif. He says that's the yisoid of everything and called the mokem ha'toyrif and misham shoyrish ha'trofim v'doik k'lashoyin ha'brayis anal ayin shom. So al kaponim, this is a moridik amara mokem over there that and then he says another thing, an interesting thing. Maimra Muska says mipi ha'shmua that some of them was chas v'shalom nichshal in tumas keri. So he says that the only eitzah is, he says it's a geferlich thing. Really, the person's chayiv misa, because it says in the pasuk va'offer achar yikach. It says in Parshas Mitzoyra, Kapitel Yudalad Mem Beis. So he says, but lemaisa, really he's chayiv misa. But ava oiraisa oiruch yom mimino. It says in Mishle Gimel Tazayin matzelus min misa. Ve'ubesmoil oish ve'kovaid matzelus min yisurim koshim kemoise. It says v'lokva avon macheres ve'hevi al tachas avon va'offer achar yikach. Betzim is chayiv misa. But Toiri says that is enkemoy toyer. When you're oisik b'toyer, ain't tzarich lidoy klal. If a person is nichshal tumas keri, he says that's the moyedik kapor. It's betzim mischayv misa, but if he's oisik in toyer, so he brings down over there and the oris that's mechapir. On kapon, that's the pshat over here in the goyim. V'leis zurach levavchem achir neichem asher atem zoinim. Pasuk mem leman tizkiru, so that you may remember va'asisem es kol mitzvois, and you're gonna do all my mitzvois. V'heyisem kedoshim lelekechem, and you'll be kodesh to ribonu shel olam. Now, how do you do all the mitzvahs? There's a lot of mitzvahs that tluyas in Ba'aretz. There's a lot of mitzvahs that tali in Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says in Menachos Kofiud, my Zayde, the different Menachem, Zayde Zayde, the Rav in Zemberov, he was a Rav for 60 years over there, he wrote a Sefer different Menachem. So he writes over there, he always brings the Gemara in Menachos Daf Kofiud, that the Gemara says, Kol oisik b'toyer so yiluk ki'ilu hikervoy, Kol oisik b'toyer chatas ki'ilu hikervoy. The pshat is, you can't bring karbonis, but if you're oisik in the Torah, it's ki'ilu you a makrevit. So that could be the pshat. V'asisim is kol mitzvois. It's kol mitzvois, so all my mitzvois, even the ones that be'emes you can't do, but you can learn the Torah, the parshis that you could mekayim them, and that through that you mekayim them. Pasuk me'malif, ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God, asher etzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, that took you out from Eretz Mitzrayim, lihi yois lachem leilukim, to be to you as a elikim to Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is why I took you out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Zakt Rashi, ani Hashem nemon l'shali mischar, I am faithful that I'm going to reward you. You could be trusting me, Ribbono Shel Olam says. Elokeichem nemon lipora, as a lashon elokeichem means that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to exact payment. He's going to he'll pay back the person if he's chayiv to if he's not doesn't keep the Torah. Asher etzeisi eschem al menas kein podisi eschem. And this is a condition that I redeemed you. Should tekablu aleichem gzeirois, that you should accept upon yourselves my gzeirois. Ani Hashem lekeichem oid lama nemer. Why is it said again? Shelo yoyim Yisrael zaklai Yisrael shouldn't say mifnei ma'amar amokam. Why did Ribbono Shel Olam say? Why did Ribbono Shel Olam say we should do all the mitzvahs? Lo yishen nasav nitel schar. Wasn't it that we should do the mitzvahs that we should take reward for them? Onu lo yoyisim v'lo yinaitin schar. You know what? I have an eitzah. We're not going to do the mitzvahs. We're not going to take schar for it. So Ribbono Shel Olam answers, Nein, al korchechem ani malkechem. Against your will has nothing to do with you. I'm your king. Whether you mask him or not. V'cheinu oimer, it says, im loy biyot chazoko v'goimer em loy chaleichem. That Ribbono Shel Olam says, if I'm not going to rule over you, v'goimer, with a strong hand. Ribbono Shel Olam says in Yecheskel, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel, chof, lamed gimel, im loy biyot chazoko, if I'm not going to rule over you, v'goimer em loy chaleichem, I'm going to rule over you with a strong hand. You have no choice. That you can't say, listen, we're not going to do mitzvah, I want schar. Nein, yashashkan breyer. Dover acher, noch apshat, lomen emri tzis Mitzrayim. Why is it tzis Mitzrayim mentioned over here? Ani hu shefchanti b'mitzrayim. I am the one in Mitzrayim who differentiated ben tipo shel bechor, between the tipo that was from a bechor, firstborn, l'sha'ena shel bechor, was not from bechor. Ani hu osad lahafkin. I am going to bring someone who's going to, in the future, discern. Uli pora, and take payment, minatoy l'kala ilim b'bigdei, for someone who puts this fake Tchelis, which is this turquoise dye that's extracted from a tree. He puts it into his beged, and he says, no, this is Tchelis. As well as the Zafri, Kuftes Vov. From I've copied from the Yisoid of Ramosha Darshan, I like this. Loman is Mechaparashis Mekoshish of Parashis Avodah Zorah. What's far Shaychis? Does the Parash of Mekoshish have to do with the Parash of Avodah Zorah? Loimar, to tell you, Shemachal is a Shabbos, someone who's Machal Shabbos, Ka'ivet Avodah Zorah, he's like a person who's Ovid Avodah Zorah. Sha'af he, because Shabbos also is Shkula Kakala Mitzvahs, is weighs as much and is as important as all the other mitzvahs combined. Chaynu Waimi Be'ezra, state a Pasuk in Ezra. Where's the Pasuk in Ezra? What does it say over there? Val Har Sinai Yeradata. And Yibonu Shem, you descended on Har Sinai. V'daberi Mori Mishamayim. You spoke with them from Shamayim. V'titin Le Mishpatim Yishorim. And you gave them upright Mishpatim, upright Alochis, laws. V'sayrois. And Emesa Toyrois. V'shabas Kotchecha Hoidata Lehem. And you made known to them the Shabbos, the Heilige Shabbos. U'mitzvahs v'chukim v'toyrah tzivislim. And you gave them mitzvahs and chukim and Torah is what you commanded them. B'yad Moshe avdecha, through Moshe your Eved. V'yav parshas tzitzis, so too parshas tzitzis. L'kach nismecha le'elu. That's why it has shaychas to this parsha. L'fisha af hi shekulo keneged kol mitzvahs. It's also shokul keneged all the mitzvahs. Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk v'asisam es kol mitzvahs, that you should do all my mitzvahs. This was a pasuk over there in Rashi calls Nehemiah as Ezra, because the Maaseh that considered by the same sefer. So the pasuk says, "Where is this? In Nehemiah Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet." Al kanfei begdeim, on the corners of the begodim, keneged ve'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. That is keneged the konof, the corner, meaning it's like the wing. It's keneged the pasuk, and the Rambam said, "I carried you on the wings of eagles." Al arba kanfes, on the four corners, v'loy balis sholish, but not on a beged that has three corners. V'loy balis chomish, not on a beged that has five corners. Keneged arba l'shoynus shel geula. This corresponds to the four l'shoynus of geula. Shenemar b'mitzrayim, that it says b'mitzrayim, v'itzesi, I will take, and I shall take you out. V'itzalti, and I shall rescue you. V'ga'alti, and I shall redeem you. V'lakachti, and I shall take you. That's v'itzesi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Psil techeles, this thread of blue wool. Al shem shikul b'chayris, because of the death that of the Egyptian, that the Egyptians suffered by their b'chayris, meaning that they died. Targum shel shikul tichla, the targum in Aramis for shikul of bereavement is tichla, lashon of tichla, which is has a shaychus tichelis. Umakosam hoyse b'layla, and the makas b'chayris took place at night. Chayin seva tcheles, the same thing by tcheles, doima l'rekiya hamashke, it's doima to the sky, which becomes dark, le'is erif, at the evening, u'shmoyna chutim shaban, the eight chutim of the tzitzis, keneged shmoyna yom, that corresponds to 8 days, shesho Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael waited, mishe yotzim Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, atcha omru shiro al hayam, until they said shiro al hayam. And with that, Rabbi Isai, we finish Parshas Shelach. Shelach.